I don't know how, but she got home.
She got through that crowd.
To that crowd.
Made her way though.
And straightway, I ain't reading all this, but I'm reading the Bible. The fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. That means disease. I don't know if you got, they got disease. I call them mumps now. What is it? Chicken pop, what is it?
Mumps.
Over in Texas.
Yeah.
That's a disease. That's of the devil. The devil is evil. And he don't mean none of us no good. Why play with that devil? I ain't gonna play with him. No. My wife was attacked the other night by the enemy. Ain't doing nobody nothing wrong. But I learned one thing. I got to pray with my wife before she go to work. And I told her to take this little scripture because you're around all kinds of people.
Yes,
you ain't around just Christian people. You got all kinds of people that's evil spirit. And evil spirits will jump on you if you ain't got the spirit of the Lord in you. You want me to tell you where it's at? In Acts 19:13.
Yes,
the son was evil.
Evil.
Remember when they was trying to do them, cast out demons? Remember they there?
Yes.
That was in the book. 19th chapter, Acts 13 verse.
Amen.
And the Bible say, they say, how we know?
We know.
How we know.
And Jesus we know.
But who is,
but who is you?
Who is you?
And they ran out the house, buck bone there.
I'm trying
to think of so back to what I'm saying. And Jesus immediately, I'm trying to hurt this thing, knowing in himself that virtue and power had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my cup? Huh? I want to tell you, you can't touch Jesus' clothes.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. As a community announcement, the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program takes place every second and fourth Wednesday monthly. In addition to providing a hot meal, perishable and non-perishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear selections from the Johnson Temple Choir, followed by an uplifting message from Elder Jerry Taylor. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Good afternoon, saints of God. All glory and honor to God, who is the head of my life. Much respect to Superintendent Maurice Johnson and Mother Judy, to the elders, district missionaries, the deacons, all of God's children, and to my somebody, Missionary Taylor. May God bless you. May God bless each of you. I solicit your continued prayers this afternoon for our pastor and first lady, and for all of this body of believers that are at home, sick and afflicted, or in the hospitals, wherever they may be. I pray for those that are in the front of the remnants of the storm and those that have gone through the storm. I pray God's blessing up on them. Amen. The scripture I wish to share with you on this evening is found in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And it reads as thus: "And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." If we faint not. And I take my thought for today from, and I see of that verse, and the thought I wish to leave with you, amen, is battle before a breakthrough. Battle before a breakthrough. But just don't faint. Just don't faint. We are in a spiritual battle in this world. Even if we can't always see it, the enemy wants to discourage and defeat us, especially if we live as faithful believers. If you are living as a faithful believer, you better believe that the enemy is on your trail. They are on your trail. Amen. But you have to know that God is able. Amen. Amen. We are in a spiritual warfare. While we can't stop his attacks, we can and must stay close to God and be aware of Satan's schemes. God tells us in his word that we need to stay alert and aware of the devil's schemes and to stay close to God. We are to keep our hands, amen, in God's hand at all cost. And it does not matter how difficult or heated the battle may seem to be. God is our source of strength and power that can withstand Satan's arrows and anything else that he has to offer. By turning to spiritual warfare, prayers, and promises of God, we can and we will overcome the deepest, darkest darkness that Satan may present. Praying God's word back to him is a powerful weapon against the forces of evil. It is a truth going out, and it is a truth coming in. It reminds us that God knows our way and understands what we face today. It builds our faith and our trust in God. It guards our hearts and focus our minds back on God. We will win the battle because there is nothing too hard for God if we faint not. Saints, just don't faint. We will receive power and strength from God, and we will win the ultimate victory over the devil. James tells us to submit ourselves, resist the devil, and he will flee, amen, from you. James also goes on, amen, to admonish us, believe as believers on how to engage in spiritual warfare effectively. This verse, amen, begins by urging us to submit ourselves unto God. Acknowledge, amen, his authority and guidance in every area of our life. Not just some things, but we gotta acknowledge him in all things and in all areas of our life. Amen, we have to make sure we don't allow ourselves to get the big head and believe that what is going on, what is happening, a little good time is because of us, because of our little power. No, I submit to you, this warfare, amen, if things are going good right now, just change and charge it, amen, to God. God, the ultimate source. This submission is essential in resisting the devil, who actively seeks to lead us away from God's path. By resisting the devil, we can actively oppose his schemes and his temptations. This verse promises that when we submit to God and resist the devil, the enemy's influence is weakened and the devil is forced to run. In essence, this verse highlights the importance of relying on God's strength and authority to overcome spiritual challenges and stand firm against the forces of darkness. It takes, amen, away the impulse of humans to take matters into their own hand. How many of you know that we as a human being, we often like to take things into our own hand? We often like to say, I did it. It is because of me. But no, my brothers and sisters, I submit to you. It is not because of you, but it's because the power of God. You don't have the power, not the authority, amen, to fight the devil on his territory. Amen. And when you find yourself going through these things, amen, just hold on and don't allow yourself to faint and fall out. Amen, amen. John tells us that we are from God, little children, and we have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I don't care what the devil tries to do. I don't care what he brings to us. Amen. Greater is in me than he that is in the world. I don't care what they try to bring against you. Just know that God is with you. And if God be for you, it doesn't matter who's against you. Just hold on to God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. God will be with you. God will keep you safe. God will, amen, be that shelter in time of storm. He will be that refuge, amen, in time of trouble. Doesn't matter what the devil throw at you. Just hold to God. Hold to God's unchanging hand, amen. Just don't faint, saints. Just don't faint. When we face the challenges and temptations of the world, when the enemy attacks us with everything they have, this verse vividly reminds us, as children of God, we are equipped to overcome them. We are equipped to overcome them. It doesn't matter what it is. We are equipped, amen, to overcome them. Amen. We are equipped to overcome them. It encourages us to recognize that the one who resides within us, the Holy Spirit, is greater and more powerful than any opposing force in the world, including the influences of Oslupa, the devil. This recognition is pivotal in our ability, amen, to navigate the spiritual battles that we will encounter. And make no mistake, saints of God, you will encounter some battles. You will encounter some wars. But by acknowledging the indwelling and the presence of God, amen, within us, we find the strength and the assurance needed to stand firm. Stand firm on his word, amen. Resist temptation and emerge victorious in the face of adversity. This verse serves as a source of hope and confidence, reminding us that we are not alone in this struggle, amen, against the spiritual warfare, but have the ultimate source of power, amen, on our side. In the battle, amen, in Corinthians, amen, it says, for though we live in this world, we do not wage war as the world does. Amen. These weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they are divine powers, demolishing, amen, strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretense that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it in obedience to God. In other words, we bring it back to God. We let God, amen, rough it up and buff it up. And amen, it becomes within us that we may become within his will. We are reminded that as believers, our approach to spiritual warfare is significantly from the way of the world. While we live in the world, we do not engage in spiritual battles using worldly methods. Our weapons are not physical or conventional, but possess divine power, the divine power of the Almighty. These spiritual weapons are capable of tearing down strongholds, which should be understood as barriers, amen, to obstruct and hinder our relationship with God. Our unique arsenal of power is to confront and dismantle arguments, ideologies, and any form of resistance that opposes the knowledge of God. We are called to take captivity every thought, bring it under the authority of God. In essence, this passage, amen, emphasizes that our battle in this spiritual realm requires a distinct approach, one rooted in the authority of God and in the Word. Through prayer, through faith, and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we have the ability to overcome strongholds and align our thoughts and our actions with Christ, ultimately leading to victory in our spiritual warfare. Be self-controlled. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion. And see, sometimes, amen, he's looking for someone he may devour. Let me tell you, though, resist him. Resist him. Stand firm in the faith. Amen. Stand firm in the faith. We are urged to exercise, amen, self-control and vigilance in our life as followers of Christ. This verse portrays our adversary, the devil, as a powerful roaring lion, constantly seeking opportunities to devour and undermine our faith. To counter his threat, we are instructed to resist the devil instead and steadfast by standing firm on our faith. This passage encourages, amen, the importance of spiritual awareness and self-discipline in the face of spiritual warfare. Just as a watchful soldier, amen, scans the horizon, amen, for danger, we must be able to scan the horizon. We must be able to look for the enemy. We must know where the enemy is, amen, if we're going to defeat him. By maintaining self-control and grounding ourselves in faith, we can effectively withstand the devil's attacks. Our unwavering trust in God and his, amen, promises becomes a formidable defense against the enemy's attempts to, amen, weaken our faith. This verse serves as a call to remain vigilant. We must remain vigilant, resolute and unwavering in our commitment to God, ensuring that we, amen, do not fall prey to the tactics of the adversary. No weapon, amen, that is formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that blesses, that accuses you in judgment, you will condemn. This is the heritage and the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me, declares the Lord. Isaiah tells us a powerful promise. This is a powerful promise is conveyed to God's servants regarding their protection and vindication in the face of opposition. This verse, amen, asserts that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and any accusations that are brought against us, amen, they will be condemned. This assures us, amen, in declaring by the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ himself. It didn't say that we're not going to be accused. Did not say that we're not going to be accused. Doesn't say accusations are not going to be brought against us, but it says, does say, no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. So I don't care, saints of God, you got to get it deep down on the inside. Don't you care what they throw at you. Don't mind what they say about you. Don't mind how they look at you. You just hold on to God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, because God is the ultimate warrior. God has all power, amen, in his hand. And there's nothing, amen, that anybody can do, amen. Nothing anyone can do, amen. If God be for you, amen. Once again, he's better than the whole world against you, amen. You just hold on to God's unchanging hand. You continue to trust in God. God is that battle axe, amen. God is that wheel in the middle of a wheel, God. God is, amen, that one that has never lost a case, amen. God will be there in the midst of any storm. God will provide shelter, amen. He will provide shelter if you just trust in him. If you just don't fall out and faint, amen. Don't allow yourself to fall out and faint, but you keep trusting in God. Keep walking by faith and not by sight. Doesn't matter what it looks like. You just keep on walking by faith, holding on to God's unchanging hand. Tell God I love him and amen. And you hold on to him, God, with everything that's within you. And God will, amen. He will win the battle. You will win the battle. Because again, I tell you, greater is he that is on the inside of us than anything that we can find out here in this world. If we but just not say, saints of God, don't faint in the battle. Hold on and keep fighting, amen. Fight on to the end. Fight on when you don't feel like it. Fight when you feel like it, amen. Just fight and stay in the battle, amen. Stay in the battle. Let God lead you. Let God guide you, amen. Because if you're led by God, there's no better way. There's no better leader, amen, than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Stay in the battle. Don't allow yourself to faint. The devil gonna bring all kinds of things against you. He's gonna bring things against you by your closest friends, by your family, by your loved ones. But don't you let that bother you. You just trust in God and hold on to God's unchanging hand. You know, amen, but time and time again, God has brought us out. Time and time again, God has raised us up. But we just have to stay faithful. Can't fall. Can't fall out. Can't fall out and faint. Cannot fall out and faint. Amen. Yes, there will be situations and circumstances that will come up against you where you feel like throwing up your hands and throwing in the towel. But saints, don't. Amen. Don't fall out and faint. Whatever you do, don't faint. Because as long as you are, amen, awake, as long as you are, amen, cognizant, amen, conscious, God is going to be there. As a matter of fact, I'm reminded of that poem.